All right, everybody, this is the Ramblings of a Transgender Christian Podcast. I am your host, Anna Hudak. So, welcome to the bonus episode. So, I felt like doing an extra episode this week, plus I told you guys I was going to do one on the episode a few days ago, the main episode, so I needed to do it. Didn't really feel like doing one, but so I was going to do it. Didn't do it last week when I said I was, so needed to just suck it the fuck up and just get it done. This is probably not going to be super long. Just warning you. I'm sorry if you hear a thumping around. I have no idea what the fuck is going on. Like, it's been going on, like, all week. Like, just loud thumps and it shakes the fucking house. I have no idea what's going on. It's just weird. It gives you, like, a jump every fucking time. I wish I knew what the fuck was going on. But it's crazy shit. Also, if you hear my phone going off, you know, like notifications, vibrations, or like my ringtone, I'm fucking sorry. Unfortunately, I gotta have the fucking phone on, gotta have the volume up. I am the only one at home at the moment. Family is all out of town. And we're gonna be talking about that. And so I need to have the phone on just in case something happens, you know? Like, if something happens to my family, you know, I'm going to want to know. You know, you're just going to have to put up with it if you hear it interrupting the recording. Sorry. Anywho, so yeah, talking about the family being out of town, I guess is kind of the first thing I want a little bit to talk about because, It's kind of rough. So today is my middle sister's college graduation. Finally graduating from college after all this time. When I say all this time, I mean just a few years, like what, 4 years? But she's done it. And it's rough. It is quite definitely rough because I can't be there. Like, I am someone, I want to be there for my family. Like, if you're a family or friend, I want to be there for you. Like for me, but especially if you're for family, because, like, for me, nothing is more important than family, which makes it really tough because, unfortunately, my family doesn't really give much of a shit about me, to be quite frank. They, you know, my sisters pretty much pretend I don't even exist, and my parents just, you know, for abusive, for transphobic, for not that great, you know, and they often don't really like talking to me, which I don't blame them for, because I recognize I just don't know how to socialize or carry on a normal conversation, which is their fault, actually. So they probably should care, because it's their fault for sheltering me so much and not letting me have friends growing up. So that's kind of her fault. But, you know, like, despite the fact that my family just frankly is not good to me, I still care about them beyond deeply. Like, family is the most important thing to me. Nothing means more to me than family. Like, even my sisters who pretty much pretend I don't even exist. If you say something to them, like, there's this one dude who, you know, told my youngest sister that he hoped she killed herself. And this was when she was, you know, and she was, like, ridiculously suicidal at this time. Like, just anything at all could set her off into a, like, send her to a hospital. Because, like, you know, and he told her straight to her face that he hoped she killed herself. Motherfucker, you better believe if I knew who exactly that motherfucker was, like, what he looked like. I knew his name. But if I knew what he looked like, you better fucking believe I would have gone and, at best, have some words with him. At worst, you know, had a bit of a throwdown. You know, like, I will protect my family by any means necessary. You know? Is this what they mean to me? You know, despite the fact that, to be honest, they don't really deserve it. At all. And yet, I love them to death. You know? I'm always there trying to support them, you know, do whatever I can for them, you know, despite the fact that they're never going to be there for me when I need it, you know? Like, I know they're never going to be there for me. You know, they're never going to honestly love me. They're never going to give a shit about my existence, really. But I'm still going to be there for them, pretty much no matter what, really. You know, and honestly, that was kind of the reason why I couldn't stay away from my family. Like, I ran away from them back in 2020 so I could transition and get away from the abuse, but I ended up coming back to them just because, like, I just, after several months, like, I just couldn't. I need a family, you know? Like, I'm sorry, I need a family. And to be frank, I found this chosen family stuff to just be bullshit, to be honest. Like, I tried. Like, I genuinely gave the chosen family shit a try. Like, there were people who told me they were gonna be there for me, you know? And when shit hit the fan, they weren't. Frank, I just don't believe in chosen family at all. Like, I know that others do have it as a thing, but I gave up on that long time ago when, you know, I had come to accept that your only family is your blood family. So, I don't believe in chosen family. Like, to be honest, I just don't. Like, I know people say that they found one. I don't believe you if you say that. I really don't. I don't believe that chosen family is a real thing. It's your blood family, and that's it. Or, you know, family that you marry into, you know. Like, you know, whoever your partner is, and if you get along, you know. Well, technically, your in-laws are your family, whether you like it or not, or whether they like it or not, so. You don't have to like your family, but you know, for family. That's the unfortunate reality of it. Because frankly, I just don't believe that people will ever be there for you. Like, if we're not related to you, we're not going to be there for you. There's no such thing as somebody who's not related to you, who's ever going to give an actual shit about your existence, and is going to be there for you. Like, it just, you know. Okay, I can think of one person. One person who is actually there. You know, she couldn't do much for me, but she did help some, so it's not like you're never going to be there, but you shouldn't rely on it. You shouldn't expect it. I don't believe in that stuff, but, you know, which is why I try to be there for others as much as I can, just because, well, thankfully nobody's ever been there for me. And, you know, I don't even know where the fuck I was going off all this shit. But basically, it's my sister's graduation. And I am not there. And it's really depressing, to be fucking honest. Because I want to be there, but I can't. Why? Because my grandparents are there. On both sides. I got aunts and uncles there. On both sides. Transphobes. And that's what they are. For all transphobes who have yet to see me since transition. Now, to be fair, they're probably not going to notice much change because, frankly, I basically look the same as I did before transition, to be completely honest. I don't pass. You know, whenever somebody who knew me before transition sees me after transition, they notice, right? Like, a lot of them don't even notice I've been transitioning. Like, they notice the long hair, but that's about it. Like, you know. Maybe I may be wearing girlier clothes, but, like, that's, I don't look all that much different, to be honest. Like, my breasts are barely noticeable, if noticeable at all. You know, my face has changed. Like, I don't want to pretend it's not, but it's not changed enough that you're going to notice. Like, if you still think of me as a guy, you're going to see a guy. Like, you know, that's why, you know, like, strangers pretty much just call me sir. You know, and so if we're going to see me as a guy, we're not going to understand. None of them see me. We're going to cause a scene. And I just don't want to take it away from my younger sister. You know, plus, to be honest, I just don't have what it takes in me to be dead named and misgendered constantly. But, you know, also just know that it would immediately become about me. You know, like the faggot of the family finally is showing themselves, you know, and it's just not going to be a celebration of my younger sister anymore. It's going to turn into a fucking drama scene about me. And I don't want to do that. I do not want that kind of thing to be about myself. I want it to be about her. You know, I want her to feel celebrated. You know, I want her to feel that she's able to just have a good time to celebrate her amazing achievement. You know? Because, frankly, she's going to be the only member, you know, she's the only Hudok child who's going to graduate from college. You know, I'm a college dropout. I dropped out a year and a half into my college education. My younger sister has never been to college and is never going to go to college. You know? She's the only one who's going to graduate from college. And frankly, I think she's pretty much the only one of good grades anyway. You know? Like, I'm just saying, I barely passed high school. Like, barely. History was the only thing that saved my ass, you know? If I wasn't so damn good at history, I would never pass high school. Because my grades were just fat fucking terrible outside of history. Okay? Just saying, in high school, the lowest grade I ever got on history was 104%. That was the lowest grade in history. 104%. Okay, I'm good at history and not really anything else, you know? We will not talk about my math, English, or science grades. Okay, I actually had good astronomy grades, but any other kind type of science, nope, not at all. But yeah, especially English and math, which is crazy because most of my family in my dad's side are really fucking good with math. Like, I got mathematicians on my dad's side, you know? I've got literal geniuses, or at least near geniuses. I don't know if they're actual geniuses, but at least near genius, if not actual geniuses, on my dad's side, who are really fucking good with math, you know? And then there's me. Like, bitch, I struggle with third grade math. Like, this third grade math is just, like, goes above my head. Like, I don't get it. You know, English. You know, I suck at fucking English. Which is crazy because my dad teaches English. And Schoolhouse Rotten, it wasn't until about, what, 2 years ago, maybe, that I even was able to comprehend Schoolhouse Rock type of levels of English. That's just how fucking terrible I am. You know, like, so yeah, suffice to say, it was basically S and D's. If I was really lucky in a year, C, you know, but yeah, like, I'm never graduating from college. I'm never even going to be going back. Like, I don't even have the grades to go back, you know. To be honest, I pretty much dropped out of college more out of necessity because my grades were so fucking bad in college, but also just because I didn't want to be there in the first place, but. Yeah, so she's going to be the only one of us who's going to graduate from college, you know? She's the only one who wasn't just pushed for school. Like, me and my youngest sister, we were basically just pushed for school, you know? We're not that intelligent, you know? So basically, she's really kind of the only educated person in the family. And I want to be there to celebrate, but because of fucking family, fucking transphobia, I can't, and it's really fucking hard, man. You know, like, I remember when, you know, like, I wish I just was there to fucking celebrate. Like, to help her make this the best fucking graduation it can possibly be. Like, I remember when I graduated from high school. Nobody gave a shit. It was not, just, nobody fucking cared. You know, and, you know, like, I didn't get shit when I graduated. Like, I didn't get shit, you know? Basically, all my parents did was call in my grandparents, to come to town. And then my parents wouldn't even let me choose what we were going to do to celebrate that, you know, like, so I didn't get a party or anything like that. And to be honest, I really wouldn't have wanted a party, probably, you know, like, unless it was just like, unless I could choose exactly who I wanted to be there, which was never going to fucking happen. But, you know, like, my parents weren't going to throw one, even if I wanted one. Like, even if I wanted a graduation party, my parents were never going to throw me one. Like, they straight up said, we do not care if you want a graduation party. You ain't getting one. So they called in my grandparents, and, you know, my parents asked me, oh, where do you want to go out to eat? You know, what do you want to get to eat? Celebrate your graduation. Well, I wanted Chinese. Like, I've almost never gotten to go to Chinese. Like, I have eaten very little Chinese food in my entire life. Like, I can count on one hand the amount of times I've gone to a Chinese restaurant. You know? Like, if it's not rice, like, rice is pretty much the only Chinese thing I've ever really eaten in my fucking life. Like, I've never gotten, like, chicken with rice. You've never done, like, Chinese dishes. Like, I count on one hand the amount of times I've had, you know, like, an egg roll or spring roll, whatever the fuck, you know, like, I don't get to go to Chinese places ever. And I really wanted, at the time, there was this really awesome Chinese buffet open in town. And we had been there once a few years ago, and I loved it. And I wanted to go there. My parents were like, nah, we don't want Chinese. We feel like burgers. My parents were just like, we want burgers. We don't want Chinese. Screw you. We're going to go to Five Guys. Well, I had never been to Five Guys at that point. And I was like, I don't know if I'm going to like Five Guys. This is my fucking graduation. No. And so I had to spend hours. And I mean hours. Trying to get my parents to compromise on burgers by going to Culver's instead of Five Guys. And the only reason that even happened is because my parents forced them. Like, my grandparents asked me where I wanted to go. My parents, they gave me a look of death. Like, if you dare say Chinese, we will kill you. And so I said Culver's. My parents still kind of gave me a look of death, but it was much less intense. My parents were like, yeah, but how about Five Guys instead? And then basically my grandparents and parents fought it out for about half an hour on whether to go to Five Guys or Culver's. But at the end of the day, my grandparents were buying, and so they got the final say, and my grandparents went with Culver's. But it took me hours just to go to a fucking compromise. And it took my grandparents a fucking half an hour to be able to go to a fucking compromise. Like, my graduation did not mean shit. It was a fucking celebration. Because, like, my parents, you know, it was a fact my parents survived me. That was it. All it was a celebration of my parents for homeschooling me. I didn't matter at all. Oh, but then you better believe the next fucking year when, you know, my middle sister who just graduated from college, when she graduated from high school, because we're only about a year apart. They threw off a fucking party. You better believe that day was a party. She didn't even get a say in whether she wanted one or not. It was, there's going to be a party and you're going to like it. That's what my parents basically said to her, you know, because she's her favorite, straight up. She's her favorite. And then me and my youngest sis basically battle out for least favorites. You know? It just depends. You know, it just constantly changes in and out. You know, how my parents feel. Or, you know, what me and my youngest sister do on who's the least favorite. You know? We don't really matter that much to my parents. Neither of us do. Because, believe me, when my youngest sister graduated, she didn't even get shit. Like, she got even less than I did when I graduated. Like, they didn't even call in the grandparents to celebrate her graduation. So, fuck it. I didn't even know that she graduated from high school. That's how little of a shit my parents gave at the time. Honestly, I think the only reason my parents gave a shit that I graduated was simply because I was the oldest. You know? So. But yeah, my youngest sister did. They didn't give a shit. They just dropped any pretense. Like, I didn't even know she graduated from high school when she graduated. You know? But yeah, my middle sister, fucking favorited family. Like, everybody knows it. You know? She knows it. My youngest sister knows it. I know it. My parents deny it, but I think they even know. And so, you know, they threw off this really nice party where they had all whole bunch of people there with nice foods and everything. Like, they went all out. And, yeah, it was just, and yeah, now we're having this really nice thing for her to celebrate at the college, you know, for all going out for a meal afterwards and all this shit. Like, if I were graduating from college, they would do fucking shit for me. Like, they just would not have cared at all. It would have basically been, fine, we'll show up at the graduation ceremony, then we're heading home. That would have been it. And, you know, like, it just hurts. Like, it really fucking hurts. Like, when it's my birthday, they don't give a fuck. Nobody gives a fuck when it's my birthday. I mean, even people who call me, who tell me that they're my friends, don't even give a shit when it's my birthday, you know? Honestly, it's one of the reasons why I deleted my Facebook was just realizing that just nobody gave a shit. Like, you know, there's a bunch of people on my Facebook who told me that they were my friend, and yet they couldn't even be bothered to spend 5 seconds on my fucking birthday to say happy birthday. Like, okay, if you can't even be bothered to do fucking that, I don't believe you. And plus, like, when I was homeless and all that shit, none of them cared at all. And so, yeah, I stopped believing. And I was just like, why am I keeping this Facebook around when nobody who follows me on Facebook gives a single shit about my existence? Like, when's my birthday? Nobody gives a shit. To be frank, when it's my youngest sister's birthday, they give me a slight bit more of a shit. Just a slight. Like, basically, my middle sister will come into town for my youngest sister's birthday. She will not come into town for my birthday. Okay? Like, she will not come into town. She never has. Never will. Because, frankly, my birthday just doesn't mean anything to anyone. It's like, I know what it's like. Nobody gives a nobody to give a shit about. And, like, I just want to be there when others have something to celebrate over, you know? Because, like, whenever I have something to celebrate over, nobody gives a shit. It doesn't mean anything to anyone. Never has. When something good happens to me, or when I have something good to celebrate about. Like, if I achieve something, no one cares. Like, it's honestly gotten to the point where I just don't really bother telling anyone when something good happens or when I achieve something, because nobody cares. It's like, I want to be there for my family when something good happens for them, you know, like graduating from college. I want to be there to make it as memorable of a time as possible, make it as good of a time as possible, but because we got those fucking transphobic extended family, I can't fucking be there. And yeah, it hurts. It really fucking hurts. I just can't be there for, you know, to celebrate my family. Just because I'm going to be treated not very well. A scene is going to be caused. And the focus will be on me instead of my sister. I fucking hate that. Anyway, that's everything I really got for today. Thank you all for listening. And talk to you later. Peace.